Police Chief Doug McCloskey says the Wrangell Police Department has received 24 calls in the past month about wolf sightings. He says the locations people have reported sightings are all over town, all the way out to 12 Mile, along the road and the beach. These calls don't involve any complaint other than that the wolves are around. But that's common, says McCloskey.
We do have wild animals, both bears and wolves and others, that are in and out of town throughout the year.
McCloskey says people should call the police department about a wolf sighting only when there's a perceived danger. A few weeks ago, they received a call about wolves being in the vicinity of the elementary school.
They'd left by the time we got there, so they weren't really, you know, hanging in the area. They were just passing through, so to speak, and happened to be seen.
Although McCloskey thinks these wolf sightings bear some monitoring, he doesn't think there's anything to fear.
I don't really see any point in people being afraid of them as it is. As long as you're seeing them and they're headed out, I think you've still got an animal that's not comfortable around people and shouldn't be a problem, because they generally just want, you know, left alone and allowed to go back to the woods.
Melissa Cady is a wildlife biologist for the Wrangell Ranger District of the Tongass National Forest. She agrees that there's generally nothing to be afraid of.
Humans largely have nothing to fear from wolves. Attacks on humans are very, very rare. If you see a wolf, there's no real need to call the police unless you observe some kind of really aggressive behavior.
Cady does offer advice to those with dogs and cats.
Pets have been known to be attacked by wolves, both cats and dogs. So keep pets and pet foods close to home or inside if you're really concerned about them.
McCloskey's theory is that nature will take care of itself. As spring approaches, the wolves will soon disappear.
I think what it boils down to is the snow has pushed them out of the hills, and they've come down following the deer and whatnot. And we just happen to be on the end of the island that gets less snow than some of the rest of it.
Cady says the wolves we've been seeing around town will more than likely move on in a few weeks. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.